What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Falcons linebacker Caden Ellis, and got a lot of things to talk about. Obviously, pads came on today, man. How you feel? You strike me as the kind of guy that likes the upkeep on the body. You know, I don't want to speak for you, man, but I knew guys like you, you know, like the oxygen tent, things like that. But how's the body feel coming in day one? Obviously, the acclimation period's over, and you guys got a little physical today.
It was good. Yes, I am proud of myself to take care of my body, as I think any good pro needs to. But at the end of the day, you know, you build it up and you make sure everything's good for these types of days, for the pads, and obviously not live tackle or anything like that, but the increase in physicality is there, and it was a good day.
Obviously, these are hard days. So before we got back to training camp almost a week ago, what were you doing in your off season? What did you do for fun?
A lot of time with the family. I got a little 5-year-old boy, 3-year-old girl, beautiful wife. So it's just, you know, once training camp comes, I don't get to see him as much. So it was really get as much time with him as I can, take my kids, go work out. Work out with the wifey, hang out by the pool, relax, soak in the sun, enjoy this nice Georgia weather.
Caden Ellis here on the morning shift with us. All right, you know, you're in New Orleans, and Ryan Nielsen was kind of a part of that defense, right? He's the line coach. So it's a familiar scheme for you. Then he comes here, you come here, then you go through Jimmy Lake, and now you've got Jeff Ulbrich. Like, how is it learning different schemes? Because I don't know what you're doing now, but I know in the others, the one thing that you've always been asked to do is come after the quarterback. So how is it learning these new schemes and fitting into what they want you to do?
You know, it's so much fun. It's really cool, you know, getting to see different places, how they do it, and learn from different people that just have these great minds for the X's and O's. Getting to be with Dennis Allen and Ryan Nielsen, Chris Richard, defense coordinators over New Orleans. It was a blast, and it was so fun to learn under them, and then come to, with Nielsen here, see how they do it. And we've had some really special defenses with them. Then getting to work with Jimmy, and obviously he was with the Rams, and getting to see, you know, kind of learn the system that, you know, won a Super Bowl over there in L.A. That was awesome. Really fun to learn. And I've been watching the Jets defense for a while. They've been a defense that you respected these last few years. And now I got Ulbrich, and he's teaching it to us. So it's really cool getting to see, you know, a term I learned when I was a rookie was there's so many different ways to do it. You can, you know, play different formations and plays in so many different ways. You know, it's just a different way to skin the cat. And so getting to see how these great minds each do it a little differently has been a lot of fun. And I think overall really helps me grow as a player, because you get to realize and understand how offenses try to attack different defenses in different ways. When I was only in that quarters world over in New Orleans, I saw the same beaters over and over again from the offense. And now these last 2 years, I've really had to expand that book of, okay, how do offenses want to attack these defenses? Why do they run these plays? What are they looking for? And it helps you.
Real quick, a follow-up on that. When you were in New Orleans, and Mike played offensive line, so he loves watching the trenches, and him and I are sitting here, we signed you, and we're like, all right, what's he great at? It almost felt like one of the things that you were so good at was playing with discipline and just not leaving your spot, and it helped you a lot. I mean, how hard is that to just stay true to your discipline and not want to just see it and go?
You know, that was I didn't get on the field initially in New Orleans. It took me a while too, and I think the talent was always there. I tore my ACL my rookie year, and so that second year, you know, there was a little bit of a, I wasn't a 8-month recovery guy. Like, I got back to play the next year, but my knee didn't feel the same. But that third and fourth year, and then my rookie year, I think everybody in the building knew I had the athleticism to play. It was really the eye discipline, and I remember my first start that I got in New Orleans against Pittsburgh. Dennis Allen came up to me, and he's just like, "Caden, your eyes. It's all about your eyes today, all right?" And that's something he always preached to me. And then really, you know, it was tough not getting to play very much those first couple years, but it really forced me to grow as a player. And instead of just letting talent take over all the time, quickness, strength, agility, technique, all those things, allowing your discipline to take over, right? And that's not something that a lot of people talk about, not something a lot of people think about. But really, I had to earn DA's trust to get on that field. And to do it, I had to have disciplined eyes. And so that was something that, you know, there's still times where I really want to just go. And sometimes I do. I did a couple times in practice today when I probably shouldn't have. That's all right. You know, it's the first day of pads. You got a little juiced up. But at the end of the day, if you can be disciplined with your eyes, disciplined, you know, with what you're seeing and how you're moving, you know, maybe processing fast, moving your body slow till it's time to go, it allows you to make a lot more plays.
Couple more minutes here with Falcons linebacker Caden Ellis. Man, you're speaking my language right now. I love getting into the nitty gritty. Matter of fact, when you were signed, I was doing a rip move on Bo in the office. I was explaining how good you were at getting to the back shoulder when you're running twist games. You know what I mean? Getting alignment on two different levels. I was like, man, this guy's just, he's elite at this. You know what I mean? Obviously has led to a lot of sack numbers for you throughout your career. I don't think you got a chance to cross paths with him. One of my college teammates was Roman Harper, former New Orleans Saint safety. And I was listening to him talk a little bit a week ago, and he was saying that basically when he came out of college and got to New Orleans, he was listening to the coach tell him what to do, right? He was like, I know exactly what the coach wants me to do. I'm going to do exactly what he says. Then as he got to be older and understood defenses like you're talking about, understand how he's being attacked, he knew kind of, hey, I need to shade this way. I need to attack this way. What level do you feel like you're at in your career? I mean, you obviously understand defense at a very high level. You've always been kind of the green dot on defense and obviously play that leadership role. But how much now with some of the youth surrounding you on defense is just simply getting guys in the right place and helping them to understand the game at a deeper level?
Yeah. No, I think that's something that, and this goes back to one of the first questions you guys asked about the different systems. I think the longer you're in a system, Brick's been talking about it a lot, is like find the plays within the play. And that's something that by the end of my time in New Orleans, after watching DeMario and Kiko and Alex and AJ and Quan Alexander, watching all these guys go and dominate, you know, at linebacker Pete Warner, I got to see a lot of the plays they were making within the plays. Plays that maybe on the, when you draw it up on the chalkboard, DeMario wasn't necessarily supposed to make that play, but he knew he could. And he knew that, you know, this they want to beat me on this. And because they want to beat me on this, I'm going to recognize it. I'm going to jump it. And it's going to be a great play, you know? Yeah. So when you're in these systems, it's as, how fast can you get to that point? And, you know, that was one thing last year. I feel like I started a little slow and our defense started a little slow. And it was a little disappointing to me. And really, I wish I would have gone back and called Ernest, you know, figured out like, hey, what are the plays within this Rams defense? Or gone and asked Ron in his office, like, what are the plays within the play here? Like, how I know the X and O, but what were you making plays on? And finally, Ra kind of helped me with that. Jimmy helped me with that. And all of a sudden, the second half of the season took off, right? And so that's something that I've been talking a lot with Rudy, because he was a linebacker coach over in New York. Got his teach tapes in with Brick, and then talking with Rude. They're just helping me with, like, all right, let's get to that point. So right when the season starts, we're making those plays within the plays. We know when you can do these little extra things. I'm not going to say them all right now, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But maybe they think they have you.
You can if you want to.
Maybe they think they have you in a coverage right now. No, that's an opportunity to make a play because you know it's coming. Or this is an opportunity that you can get after that quarterback. This is an opportunity that you can shoot a gap. This is an opportunity you should play slow, and you're going to make a great play over the top. So that's what we're trying to learn right now. And I think where I'm at in my career, you know, I'm in my year 7. Like, I played a lot of football. I know a lot of football. You put me some of these systems, I know the plays to make. But this is a new system. This is a new defense. And so right now, to me, really kind of it's kind of a race to get to, you know, CJ Mosley was dominating in this defense. But he was in it for years, right? And he knows, he knew the game. He was a great player. So he knew the plays within the play. How fast can I get to knowing those plays?
Well, let's pivot a little bit from the X's and O's. And I know these guys got questions for you as well. Finishing up here with Falcons linebacker Caden Ellis. Chippiness at practice has been kind of nice over the last few days. A lot of headlines made. We've talked about James Pierce and him mixing it up. I think there's a fine line. I talk about it all the time. Like, as a rookie, you kind of want to keep your head down, but you also kind of want to show everybody what you're about. What have you made about the chippiness at practice? I know there's a couple more shoving matches today. It looked to me on the outside like Raheem probably told everybody to tone it down a little bit. Some guys were kind of walking that line, and then it was like, I ain't going to go any further. But you love to see that, I think, in the end, at least the energy level from some of these rookies out here.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I agree. It's you want to know you got the edge as a team.
Yeah.
And again, there's a fine line to walk. You know, you're wasting time at practice. You're losing reps. All of a sudden, you start throwing hands. You know, don't ever practice bad habits.
Yeah.
We can't do that in a game where now you're gone and now we're hurting for the next game and a half, right? So there's, you know, there's a tight line to walk, but you want to know your team has the edge, especially in the trenches. And so seeing our guys have that edge, seeing us have the edge, the chippiness, the energy, the excitement, the trash talking, it's been a really fun camp so far.
All right, now, correct me if I'm wrong, but your dad played in the league, and now your brother, younger brother, Jonah's in the league. Did he go? You probably went to your dad for some advice in NFL, starting that career, kind of like what to expect. Did Jonah go to your dad or did he come to Big Brother?
So, yeah, four of us have played in the league. One's out right now. One's in Boston, just signed a really good deal over there. One's in Denver, and I'm here. And, you know, little bros, I'm the oldest. There were times they would come to me about things, but really we've got my dad, and he's been so awesome and all this stuff. And that's a reason all of us can rush the passer. You know, my other brother, Patriots, just got paid, had a good year rushing the passer last year, coverage. And then Jonah had 5 sacks last year. Without that many, if you look at his rush ops, it was a really high percentage that he actually had. And I've been able to do it too. So, again, it's one of those things where we do feed off each other. We do ask each other questions. I was working with Christian on covering running backs this offseason because he's just been locking them up these last couple years. Jonah has a great pass rush arsenal, so I can go to him. I can pick his brain about things. Our younger brother's at Utah. But at the end of the day, my dad's just, he's such a good coach, such a good teacher, and so passionate. I think one of the things I love most about learning from him is it's just always belief, and it always instills belief, right? Like just the belief that you're dominant, the belief that you can be everything, the belief that you're the best. And as we're working and learning and, you know, picking the brain, it's just always said in a positive mindset, right? So it's just awesome learning from him. He's the best. I love him so much, and I pray to be like him one day.
Well, we have Caden Ellis on the morning shift. We cannot wrap up, though, without asking you who you're rooming with here at training camp.
You know, I got JD with me, and there's two other guys I haven't seen yet. It's been, we've been coming in different times, but I go and put my kids to sleep every night. So I get back right at curfew. So a lot of times, you know, like JD's early to bed, you know, he's, you know, type A, you know, doing everything perfect and right. He's probably asleep at 8 o'clock, and I'm rolling in at 10 o'clock after putting the kids to sleep at home. So
you didn't have to like coordinate who's gonna bring the console or anything, gaming console?
I ain't playing no games while I'm out here. Not the only games I'm playing is going back to playing Ninja Turtles with my kids.
Man, I love it, man. Yeah, that's Caden Ellis, Falcons linebacker, man. Appreciate you hanging out with us.
Thank y'all.
Definitely appreciate Falcons linebacker Caden Ellis joining us yesterday at Falcons training camp. Now, I didn't bring this up, but he is one of 12 kids. His mother has
Good
to be
Lord.
A saint. Like, can you imagine that dinner
Good
table every single
Lord.
Night?
I stress out over having two children.
I know.
Which we talked a little bit afterwards. His kids are the same age and same. He's got a 5-year-old boy, which mine's almost 5, and his little girl's 3. I think that's cool that he gets a chance to go put them to sleep. We've talked about they're a little bit more lax on the time constraints of training camp, and that's something I don't think most of my teammates got a chance to do,
mm-hmm.
is actually go home and hang out with their kids. But that's awesome he gets the chance to do that. I'm assuming that curfew is probably 10, so he probably, you know, around 8 o'clock goes home, spends a couple hours, and then comes back and sleeps right there. So that's really, really cool that he gets a chance to do that. But yeah, you're right, 12 kids, no thank you, I'm good on that.
Unbelievable. I don't think people realize his dad played and he's got as many. I didn't realize he had. I knew he had his one brother. I didn't realize he had two other ones. I want to say that I'd heard about one of them, but I didn't know he had two other brothers. That's four of them in the league. And obviously their dad played in the league. That's pretty crazy. I thought it was really cool how he talked about his dad. You know, I didn't know he was the oldest. Think about that. He's the oldest.
Mm-hmm.
It's so wild when you think about it. But and he was a guy that was nobody. I remember when he was signed here, but I was like, who? What's this guy? This guy couldn't play for the Saints. No, he could. And he went through some injuries, and you hear it. He was just so gracious with his time. That's 15 minutes we basically stood there with him before, during, and after the interview on the hottest day in the year. And he had practiced for, right over 2 hours. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he was – to give those in-depth answers, and he wasn't done. He went and did more media stuff. So, pretty crazy. What a dude. Hopefully he can ball out this year and they can find a way to bring him back.
Yeah, he could not have been nicer or more gracious with his time. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Coming up, we've got another extension to talk about. The Colts have locked down a player for 4 more years. We'll talk about it when we go in the huddle next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.